from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
This series must win feels ridiculous when it is this early in the season, and it technically isn't because there is more time left and all that, but it feels like one of the last chances to turn this thing around. Like, you sweep the Brewers, there will be a little bit of jolt of life in the team, in the city.
Playable, I believe, for Happ back near the fence, and Happ misjudges the ball, and it hits the wall, and holding at second is the runner, Bowers.
We're obviously not close to where we want to be.
Well, there was an incident involving Justin Steele, and he was very upset, understandably.
Yeah.
The Cubs made some misplays, and there were errors.
So offensively, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
Fly ball to center. This is going to end the game and the series. Frelick makes the catch. Milwaukee wins it 7-1. And they take the series 2 out of 3.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
To me, the low point was that. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I literally, as a fan, I didn't know what to do after that grand slam.
I feel you, Justin. As you said, dangerous.
Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin. I feel you, Dustin Rhodes. And Justin Steele. Feel them both, really.
Yeah. But you feel Justin Steele's frustration and Dustin's confusion?
Dustin's confusion. And it's a scary thing when Dustin Rhodes is your spirit animal.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tough spot.
Especially when that spirit's in your nutsack.
It's not that the spirit is... Let me clarify that. Spiritual nutsack.
Please.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Or Dustin. It was...
I'm confused.
The spirit itself has a nutsack. So the spirit itself was kicked in the most vulnerable part of the spirit. You get me? That's what I'm saying.
That clears it up.
Yeah, I think... I think it does.
That clears it up.
I could have been kicked in the spiritual head or the spiritual stomach, but I was kicked in the spiritual nutsack.
I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad we settled that.
Thank you very much. Peter gets it.
You and the 20-year-old with the same sensibilities and maturity. Keeping you young. That's good.
That's true. Somebody's got to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is, like, you were talking about hate watching last week. Like, when I know Bellinger is stealing on that ball in the sixth, forgot the number of outs, too.
For sure.
For sure. Right? That is just so unacceptable. It's so unlikable. It's, I'm actually watching this game on a Friday night in the summer in Chicago because it's a big game and it's Cubs Brewers and I want to care and I'm a fan. And what, like, it's like, well, hold on a second. All right, fine, mental error. Whatever, but no. You don't deserve my time.
No, it's ugly.
You know, like that's not trying hard. That's not having too little talent. That's not, you know, being too injured. That's just, no, sorry. Click.
Yeah.
Literally not worth my time. I can catch up on the rest. Goodbye.
No, it's true. And then you saw it early on Saturday again. And that's why Steele losing it was like, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course. And it's like so easy to realize where that's coming from. It's coming from an honest place and a good place. And that dude is balling.
Yeah, good leadership.
Out.
Good leadership, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, just be natural. And if that's there, then let it freaking fly. It's gotta fly. But then the problem is it comes right back on Sunday. Something is deeply broken here. So something is deeply flawed and broken here. And I think, like, big questions are going to have to be dealt with. If this thing just stays this ugly, and if they sell off and they kind of deal, big questions about Jed's future, about manager value. I can tell you this much. That stuff is getting questioned right now. I did WEEI in Boston. Rob Bradford, our friend Rob Bradford, had me on Saturday because they're talking about Alex Cora. Alex Cora's money is up. His contract is up. They love that dude. Won a World Series, got suspended, went away. They brought him back. But they know what he brings, you know?
Well, so manager value, we talked about that before Council got $8 million a year. And when they gave it to him, the thought was not really just a manager.
Correct.
Makes more money than Jed. He's called a manager. He wears a uniform. He speaks to the media. But he has to have value not only in maximizing the roster, but in macro 30,000-foot organizational philosophy questions to justify the salary, because it's not an $8 million a year position.
And that was exactly the context in my first answer to Bradford about the Boston things. Like, well, you know, you can't just be going apples to apples talking about paying a manager you already have.
He's a baseball mind.
He's a baseball mind. Exactly. He's a bigger picture baseball mind. But I'll tell you what, this half season's worth of this data point of this half season is pretty freaking miserable. But it's
terrible. I mean, it's terrible.
But
yeah,
it's bigger than that.
Council will be on, by the way, Wednesday on at 2:30.
Well, and Council may outlast Jed.
Oh, I mean, at this point,
he's a heavy favorite
to outlast Jed.
And Council getting paid as such and being talked about, like I mentioned in spring training, of like, he seems to be perhaps the development godhead of the organization, akin to what Earl Weaver was for the Orioles, to what Tom Kelly was for the Twins, or at least they're putting that on the plate as a possibility. So then this team might get rebuilt. This organization might get rebuilt, reshuffled a little bit in Craig Council's image as opposed to Jed's image, which is a freaky place to be.
And listen, my guess is no matter how this thing goes, they're both back next year. That would still be my bet, and we'll talk more about that at length at 5 o'clock. But like, this is really bad. It's a really tough moment, but it does make you recalibrate a whole bunch of things. But so like that Friday moment, I felt like deserved to be highlighted, because that's just what if we're talking about a sell off and a last place team, it's like, okay, then you got to at least give me a good product, like, in terms of like, I know the losing is a bad product in and of itself, but you know what I mean? Play clean baseball, play hard, respect the fans, respect. That's not interested.
I will forever wonder what this team plays like over these first 82 games, 83 games now, whatever. It's been 83 games?
Yeah, they are, 39-45. So that's 84 games.
84 games. We missed 83.
Well.
That's a tough moment.
You were working on the yesterday?
I wasn't.
You didn't do the show?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I was listening. All right.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
I just assumed the Sunday show that you occasionally host that you were doing.
Danny, I was off all weekend. I was off Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure Mike Esposito appreciates you listening.
I'm sorry. I mean, at least that should make you feel. How ridiculous would it be if I came in here today with 90 minutes of hit and run thoughts?
Boy, Espo was great.
He was all
Espo
over.
Was driving home some stuff, man. Yeah.
Those monologues, it was just swaying me.
Thank you, Mike Esposito, by the way. But like, it's an interesting thing. Big questions are going to have to be dealt with.
Well, and then one other micro that I wanted to point out.
Yes,
though.
Please.
I'm watching Saturday's game. Two outs, runner in scoring position because Dansby had just hit into a double play with two on. First and second, no outs. Dansby, instant double play. Like, all right. This is infuriating. PCA up. Comes through. Great at bat. Gets the two strikes. Ropes a single into right center field. Scores a go-ahead run. They, of course, immediately give it back.
Sure.
But I'm like, all right. PCA.
Yeah.
This is a little developmental moment. Two strike, two out, runner in scoring position. Moment when they're the worst runner in scoring position team in baseball that isn't the A's or the White Sox. Mm. There's the young guy that we don't know if he can hit. He comes through in this moment. I'm like, all right, there we go. Something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, They finally do end up winning that game. But, like, it was just, I don't know, like, little, some of the little micro things of a guy who's going to matter in the big picture, like, that's
absolutely.
That is a point for PCA that we should remember. If we're going to talk about the terrible at-bats and if he should go to AAA or whatever, it's like, no, that's a moment that we should absolutely, he had a go-ahead RBI after your $177 million shortstop hit into a double play with runners in scoring position. He came through.
Yeah, and he's the one, you know, rookie hitter who's here, rookie offensive player who's here with a chance to show you something and show you that the system is real and show you that that they have more coming. I thought there'd be more by now. I really did.
Well, John Morosi might tell us who they're going to trade away, including a name that's going to upset, I think, some of our audience next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.